President Biden is set to sign into law Thursday afternoon the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth National Independence Day will be observed each year on June 19th, commemorating when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. The U.S. Supreme Court Thursday rejected a bid by Republican-led states to overturn Obamacare, safeguarding the health insurance of millions with the coronavirus pandemic still a threat in much of America. In a 7-2 decision, the nation's highest court upheld the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, former President Barack Obama's signature health care program, ruling that Texas and the other 17 states did not have standing in the case. President Joe Biden, who was Obama's vice president when the ACA was enacted, called the court ruling, quote, a big win for the American people, end quote. The Kremlin was guarded about future dialogue with Washington Thursday, a day after the first face-to-face meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. counterpart Joe Biden. The two leaders met in Geneva Wednesday to ease soaring tensions between Moscow and Washington, with relations at their lowest since the end of the Cold War. Putin said in televised remarks Russia was ready to continue the talks, provided Washington was also willing to do so. Mr. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations can improve. This is VOA News. The White House will finish allocating 80 million U.S.-made COVID